Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode number 385, I'm welcoming to the show, Mindy Rives.
Just to create space during the holidays when it is so nutty to be as a family, to make fun memories, and just to create space in our hearts for Jesus, because we wanted that to be the foundation for Christmas in our home. We didn't want it to be about the gifts and Santa. And although we do incorporate those things into our Advent activity calendar, we wanted the heart of it to be Jesus and why we celebrate Christmas.
All right. It's officially the start of the holiday season. And I know there's lots of debate on, do we talk about Christmassy things when we haven't celebrated Thanksgiving yet? Well, today's episode is to help ease your stress, increase your intentionality, and make amazing memories with your family, all with the help that Mindy is offering through her Advent Prep Club. You'll hear all about it and how easy it is. Listen in. Also, if you want even more help with the spiritual side of Advent, make sure you check out the episodes that we've linked to in the show notes. One's on Advent with Tish Oxenrider, and an episode on Christmas traditions with little ones where I talk to my friend Jackie about Jesse Tree and other options, devotional options for little one. The tool today is to help you pick what fits your family and making that decision now so you're not overwhelmed in the future. All right, let's get right to it. Here we go. Mindy, welcome to the Don't Mom Alone podcast.
Thank you for having me, Heather. I am so excited to be here. It really is a full circle moment, and I keep pinching myself. So thank you for having me.
Okay, tell us about that. What makes this a full circle moment for you?
Well, my kids are now a little bit older. They are 12, 10, and almost 6. And so I have been listening to your show since my youngest two were in the throes of diapers and toddlerhood. So I really feel like I've grown up with you as a mother through the years, and just all the advice and wisdom that you've been able to give me has been greatly appreciated along the way.
Well, that's so very sweet.
Can't believe that I'm here as a guest. It really is just pretty crazy. So thank you.
Well, I am honored to get to share you with my listeners, because I'm always trying to connect them, whether it is with parenting advice or it's just great resources. And you have created an excellent resource to support moms so they do not mom alone when it comes to Christmas time and the chaos. And I'm already feeling, like, I don't know about you, but the fall has been the most full fall of my memory. I don't remember ever being this busy. And so I get real nervous about the holiday coming up, and also just real nervous about wanting to be intentional on what I put in the calendar and what I don't put in the calendar, so that we aren't just saying yes to things that aren't really what we want to be doing. So I appreciate you coming on. And I know in the past, like 2 years ago, I was telling you, I did an episode with Tish Oxenrider about Advent, but it was the traditional church calendar. And so she talks through that. If you guys want to hear about that approach where you start the 25 days of Christmas, or the 12 days of Christmas, that's what it's called. The 12 days of Christmas starting from Christmas Day, and then the different classic church calendar celebrations, then you should go listen to that episode. Today, we are talking about from December 1st, counting to Christmas. So talk to us about this. What is this Advent calendar, and how did you start this tradition in your own family?
Sure. Well, when my youngest was really an infant, I started going to a mom's group. And one of the speakers that day was just talking about intentional fun things to do with your families throughout the holidays. And she was talking about all the holidays, and she came to Christmas and just talked about how she loved to do little fun activities and experiences with her kids throughout December. And that just sparked something inside of me. I remember it just kind of like, you know, you feel that burn in your heart. And I was like, I am totally going to put this in my back pocket. Like, Lucy is, you know, 3 or 4 months old right now. I can't do it now, but when it's time, like, this is totally what my husband and I's tradition is going to be for our family. I just loved it. And so once Lucy was 2 and my second daughter, June, was about 4 months, it was Christmas time and Lucy was old enough to kind of start understanding about the holidays. And we were really trying to figure out, okay, what's our tradition going to be? We both grew up in families that had deep rooted Christmas traditions. And that's some of my fondest memories is, you know, how we celebrated Christmas growing up. And so I mentioned this idea to Josh to do an Advent activity calendar where each day in December, we would do just a very simple, small activity or experience with the girls to help us count down to Christmas Day, kind of like how many more sleeps till Christmas. And also just to, even back then, I mean, life was busy with little ones, just to create space during the holidays when it is so nutty, to be as a family, to make fun memories, and just to create space in our hearts for Jesus, because we wanted that to be the foundation for Christmas in our home. We didn't want it to be about the gifts and Santa. And although we do incorporate those things into our Advent activity calendar, we wanted the heart of it to be Jesus and why we celebrate Christmas. So this was a really fun way for us to introduce our girls to what Christmas is, the traditions of Christmas. And each day we would do just a very, very simple activity. And when my girls were little, I'm talking like simple, where if we were taking a bath already, I would throw in a red bath bomb, or we would make Santa beards out of bubbles and talk about who Saint Nicholas is and talk about the colors of Christmas and what they represent. At dinner time, after dinner, we might eat a candy cane and we would talk through, you know, why it has the stripes and the colors of the candy cane. We'd set out, you know, the Fisher Price Nativity set that I still have. And I love that resource, and just talk about all the people that were involved in the Christmas story and making animal noises, things like that. So just simple activities that really don't disrupt our daily rhythms. At the time when, you know, I was in the throes of toddlerhood, it was like you're looking for things to pass the time until nap time anyway.
Right. There is that season where it's like, no, the problem isn't not having, it's having like good things to do. So you don't.
Absolutely. So a lot of our activities when they were little were during the day. They didn't involve my husband a lot because he was at work, but you know, the things that I wanted him to be involved in, I would wait until he got home. Like if we did a picnic in the living room, for example, and we would bring the bumbo in and pull out the picnic blanket and have dinner in the living room and watch, you know, a Christmas show. Of course, we would wait for Josh to get home for that. Or, you know, I would totally incorporate things that were already happening. Like when Lucy was in preschool, if she was having her preschool Christmas party, well, that was our activity for the day. There was no need to add to it. Things that we were already doing, like going to see Santa, that was our activity. You know, my mom always did gingerbread house decorating with the grandkids. So that was our activity for the day. So we would build in, you know, natural traditions and rhythms into our calendar. Now my third child, Ruby, she's a Christmas baby. So December 21st is always Ruby's day and we have Ruby's birthday party. So that's always our activity for the day.
I mean, okay. So a mom is listening and she's like, I can't do something every day. I'm feeling, especially let's talk like moms who are working outside the home too. Like this can feel like.
It can feel like a lot. And I will say when I first started, it kind of the ripple effect started in my friend group and people, you know, started questioning what I was doing or wanted to do it for their own family. That was definitely the question I got all the time. It was like, how are you doing this? This seems like a lot. And I would tell people all the time, like, don't compare it to me, like the way I'm doing it. I'm lucky enough that I'm able to stay home and I have time. Like it can look different for every family. You don't have to do the 12 days of Christmas. You could do the 12 days leading up to Christmas. You could do every other day. Or if you're a working mom, you could just do it on the weekends. So it doesn't have to look a certain way. You can make it work. It's flexible for what works best for your family and also for your season of life. And when the girls were real little and they didn't understand everything, there were some days that I was like, you know what, we're scrapping this today. It's not happening today. And that's okay. Now that they're older and they know our traditions and they know to expect an activity or an experience each day, if we have a bad day and I've got sick kids or grouchy kids, I might, you know, throw an audible without them knowing and be like, all right, today's activity is, you know, blizzards at Dairy Queen. You know, it doesn't have to be anything outrageous or over the top each day for sure.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be like, you don't have to buy something. You don't have to go
somewhere.
100%. Yeah. So talk to us about how you're talking to your friends, you're doing this yourself, and you decide, okay, moms might want support in this. The planning is so over, the doing alone can be overwhelming, but the planning of the doing can be overwhelming. So talk to us about how you decided to solve that.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, throughout the years, I had moms all the time. We're like, okay, what are your activities this year? What are you doing? You know, tell me your ways. I was happy to share all of my experience and advice because it brought me joy and I wanted other, you know, families to experience the same thing. And my friends were starting to do it. And so their friends were starting to do it. So I would get a big influx of questions, usually in like, you know, October, November, and the fall of, okay, how do you do this? Help me. And so in 2019, after I think I've been doing my activity calendar for almost 8 years, the Lord just really put a stirring in my heart that like, let's help other moms do this. And luckily, my husband is a web developer. And I had friends always ask me, like, you should write a book or do this or that. And I'm like, well, really, my calendar changes every year. A book would be out of date in, you know, one season. And so my husband and I kind of talked through it. And we built an online interactive planning tool that can be customized for whatever season of life you're in, whatever kind of activities you're looking for, however old your kids can be. So there's 270 plus activities on the planning site that you can filter through by age. I've got like young toddler, like 2 and under, preschool, elementary and middle and high school. And then you can also filter it by type of activity. Like if you're looking for service or activities that are just at home or that are quick and easy, inexpensive or free, out and about, tickets required, some of our family favorites that we do every year. And then I also have a filter for activities that are new for 2022. So it's really easy to get onto the planning site and find the activities that work for your season and where your family is, because you want to make sure that you're picking activities that are age appropriate, so it's enjoyable for your kids. And just know that your activities can grow and evolve as your kids grow and evolve. Like when my kids were little, we did a ton of stuff at home. Now that they're older, we do a lot more service oriented activities. We invite other people into our Advent activity calendar and able to do fun things with other families and grandparents and things like that. So it can definitely evolve as your kids evolve. So basically the Advent Prep Club is a resource for moms, whether you've done it before, you've never done an Advent activity calendar, you don't even know where to start, whether you're creative, whether you're not creative, whether you work from home, whether you're a full-time stay-at-home mom, it's for everyone. And it makes the planning process super streamlined and easy and accessible for anyone to be able to do it. So not only do you get access to all the activity ideas, but once you add the activities that you want to add into your list, it will spit out a custom supply list. So all the supplies that you would need to execute that activity will be there. It might have a shopping link. It might have a Pinterest board link if you need ideas for if you're going to do, you know, Christmas ornaments, for example. You can click to our Pinterest link and it'll shoot you all these fun ideas of, you know, different ornaments that you can do based on your kids' ages. So the supply list is super helpful because it just everything is there. It keeps you organized and on track for what you need. And I tell moms all the time, don't start planning this November 30th. Like this is something that I do in October and November. So come December 1st, I'm ready to rock and roll with 25 activities. I know what we're going to do. I have all of our supplies gathered from, you know, around the house or purchased. And, you know, I don't have to run around in December like a crazy lady trying to get our, you know,
trying to make memories.
Ready. Yeah, it is ready to roll and go from day one.
Just like Mindy and I are talking about, maybe you're like me and you have a tendency to put things off until the last minute, whether it's planning for Christmas, getting presents, seeing the doctor, home improvement, whatever it is. While most of the time it works out, the one thing in life you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up your term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, I'll look into that later. Well, no, this isn't something you can wait on. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital. No doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they made Forbes' Best Life Insurance 2021 list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply, and their smart algorithms work in real time, so you'll find out if you are instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder's policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladderlife.com/DMA today to see if you are instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R, life.com/DMA. ladderlife.com/DMA. It's like the person I want to be. You're helping me be the person I want to be, because I'll tell y'all. Okay, so they let me get into this Advent prep club and play around. In 5 minutes, I'm not even joking you, in 5 minutes, I clicked on by middle and high school, because I loved that you had those together. I finally feel like, oh, we all fit in one group. That's so great. We've been spreading seasons for a while. So we're, middle school, high school. Fantastic. And I went through and I selected, and I just looked and I already selected 21 things. And I'm just getting into the C's. I'm only 3 pages into your activities list. I got 21 things. So then I clicked on my Advent and it shows all my activities. You can even add your own activity. It says add custom activity. So if we have a unique memory, like we always go to this one restaurant for Christmas Eve dinner, I could put that on there. And then it has a calendar. So I just, the activities are on the left side. I literally drag and drop the activity into the calendar. I feel like I am a planning ninja. Then you can just print it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Mindy, you didn't understand. I am a flibbertigibbet, the most unorganized person who is constantly running by the seat of my pants. And I'm going to feel like a rock star this Christmas.
Well, you know what? That is the goal. I want moms to be able to do this. It is attainable. And that was my goal with Advent Prep Club, that the busy mom, like all of us, would be able to make this tradition happen for their family. I've done all the hard work. All you have to do is plug and chug on the website. And so, yes, the drag and drop calendar is a huge asset. But I also tell, and I know it's hard to just, you know, pick your 25 activities. I tell moms all the time, it's actually to your benefit to pick more than 25.
Yeah.
Like I usually have about 35 on my list and like a handful of things that are super simple to make happen. So if we are having a bad day or we have sick kids, we can watch a Christmas movie. We can.
One of the things is breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed.
Do you know how much my teen boys would love me to bring them breakfast in bed, or like candy cane, a friend's yard, Christmas karaoke, belch like buddy. This is teen boy territory we're talking about.
Oh yeah. Okay. So belch like buddy is probably one of my favorite activities. I did it last year with my girls and they were like, Mom, are you serious? And I was the first one to go. I was like, oh, y'all just wait. And I mean, they got the biggest kick out of it, but you have soda in the fridge, pull out the soda and belch like Betty. I mean, there are really simple activities on the planning site that really don't take a whole lot. And they're the extravagant ones too. Like if you're going to go to a Christmas performance or a play or concert,
something
or whatever
you kind of already do, you might put that in there. Or absolutely. I love you had a Christmas babysitters club.
Yes.
We're at the age that we could help out another family that has young kids. Even our neighbors across the street have little kids. I'm sure they would appreciate they have a Christmas party if we would help babysit. So
yes,
these are all
a great way for
so
your boys
fun.
To to serve and to bless a young family for sure. So it is hard to narrow it down, but
yeah,
narrow it down to your 25 and then add about, you know, 5 to 10 extras
okay.
that you could pull out of your back pocket and make happen like a Belch Like Buddy, you know, any day. I will say Candy Cane a Friend's Yard, we did that last year for the first time. My girls thought it was absolutely hysterical. So it's like forking someone's yard, but with candy canes. And talk about a hysterical activity. We did it at night. We put on camo and it was so much fun.
We are definitely in the season of, we have been caution taped so many times. These girls, they're boy crazy. I mean,
oh yeah.
I don't even know which girls it is at this point because I'm like, I have too many boys that you're trying to impress. I don't know who you are, you people.
We'll buy a lot of candy canes.
Yeah. So some people be like, Belch Like Buddy, candy caning yards. This isn't Jesus. But my personal view, and I'd love to hear your view, is the goal is positive connection activities with our kids. Mm-hmm. So that when we talk about Jesus, they listen to us. If everything is serious and just not disconnected, like they're getting in trouble for talking while we're doing the Jesse Tree devotional or whatever, we're in the church service and if we're constantly getting in trouble or disconnected from our parents when it comes to the topic of Christmas, Jesus, et cetera, mm-hmm. I don't know that our kids are really drawn to that kind of faith life.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we are weaving in the gospel and Jesus from prophecy to fulfillment throughout all of our activities. You know, just going back to the candy cane, because that's an easy one. I mean, you can just talk about how sweet God is and that he gives us good things. And you can even, you know, with even Santa, you know, how that, you know, Santa brings good gifts. Jesus brings good gifts. Santa points us to Jesus. So we are constantly in organic, natural ways, weaving in times to talk about Jesus when we're doing our activities, because that's the heartbeat for our family of what Christmas is all about. And some of our activities are, you know, it's easier to, you know, talk about Jesus. Like if we do Jesus is the Light of the World, for example, is one of the activities with the Jesus Storybook Bible, and we would light sparklers. And so that kind of activity is super, you know, natural to talk about Jesus. But if we're doing something like decorating gingerbread houses, that, you know, Jesus isn't really there, but he is there because he, you know, tastes and see that the Lord is good. You know, there's all kinds of ways that you can weave that in. One of the activities is, you know, cut out snowflakes, and you can talk about how each snowflake is unique. And just like God made you unique and that you have gifts and talents that are going to show off for the Lord and how he makes us all, you know, in different, perfect ways. So there's so many organic ways that you can weave that in. And I talk about that in the activities as well.
So great. Super helpful. Cause it doesn't come naturally to every mom to have those conversations. Yeah. And I will say, I'll point you all to another episode. We did a Santa, No Santa with myself and my former virtual assistant. She grew up No Santa and they do No Santa with their kids. And I grew up with Santa. Mm-hmm. And I even share, like you said, when I would take my boys, I would say, oh, isn't it crazy how with Santa, you have to be sure you don't make a mistake, because if you make a mistake, he's not going to bring you a gift. With Jesus, it's because of your mistakes that he came to save us.
Yes.
And so it's like all of these little things we can point to the good news of the gospel, but it does take a little bit of intention. And maybe there's going to be some eye rolling with the teens. Yeah. I'm just saying,
sure.
But you just keep drip,
keep going.
drip, all the little truths, and they'll settle Absolutely. Into their hearts, and the world is like blaring loud with something different. And so I just honestly think it's about the relationship with your parents and you as a family and you providing that support so that parents can make these memories and to do it with as least amount of stress as possible in a really stressful time. I really think that you're a part of legacy building, because the enemy's after our families and
100%.
Division and marriage, especially in the last 2 years, there's just so much that is causing us as families to not spend time together. And so this is holy work.
Yeah, it is holy work.
Has Believe it or not, Christmas time is right around the corner, and that leaves us excited yet overwhelmed. So if you are like me and you want to create these intentional, fun moments with your family during the holiday season, but you need a little help to get inspired and organized, you're going to have to check out Advent Prep Club. It's your personalized online planning tool. It's going to guide you through the prep, the execution of an Advent activity calendar. It is designed for families with toddlers and up to my kids' age, middle school, high schoolers. You're going to get full access to 250 plus creative activity ideas, customized templates, printables, resources, how-to, helpful tips, everything to make the process simple and seamless. Like I told you in this episode, in 5 minutes, I had almost all of my activities picked. And things in all my years of parenting, 17 years in, I had never done with my kids that I think they would have such a good time doing. If you're ready to prepare a meaningful holiday season for your family, become an Advent Prep Club member at adventprepclub.com. Use the code DON'TMOMALONE, the whole thing, for 15% off of your membership fee. Y'all, this is a no-brainer. That's adventprepclub.com, and the promo code is DON'TMOMALONE to get 15% off. One company I love sharing with you guys is Thrive Cosmetics. Not only are they great products that are clean, 100% vegan, cruelty-free, but they work so well and they give back. So every purchase supports so many different organizations and help communities thrive. I use every single day their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. It has replaced another product I used to get, which I love the technology of the tubing where it goes around each lash. So it keeps my lashes from breaking. They get longer over time. It looks like I have extensions and I don't. And it's got 20,000 five-star reviews. So it's not just me. It lasts all day. There's no smudging or flaking, which I've had with other mascaras. And it just comes off so easily with warm water and a washcloth. Also, I have been using their eye brightener. It's like a cream to powder highlighter stick, and they have different shades that I've used. It helps brighten and open my eyes. So it just gives you this instant lift, and you can apply it to the inner corner, look like you've got lots of sleep, even if you didn't. You can use it as an eyeshadow. It's foolproof. It makes it so easy to put it on and to blend. And I've heard as my skin gets older, it's good to use a more cream-based eyeshadow. So that's been working for me. If you want to check it out, you can also go look at their over 300 giving partners because they are bigger than beauty. They're giving to so many different causes across the country. So go check out Thrive Cosmetics. It's a great time. You can get 15% off your first order if you visit thrivecosmetics.com/DMA. That's Thrive Cosmetics, and cosmetics is spelled C-A-U-S-E, like a cause, M-E-T-I-C-S.com/DMA. You'll get 15% off your first order.
I will say, I know it can feel a little overwhelming, but on the planning site, I go through all of my tips and tricks that I've learned throughout the years. This will be our 11th year doing this tradition. And I've learned a lot through the years, things that worked and things that didn't work and that weren't worth it. So I share that as well. For example, you know, if, like I said, if you're having a bad day, it's okay to skip it. If you're doing your, you know, family devotional and your toddler is running around like a crazy woman, like, it's okay to scrap it or let, you know, the toddler run around and continue doing something with your older kids. Like, you don't have to force it. It can be flexible and it can really just work with the day you're having. So there's lots of grace and lots of tips and tricks that I share. And on the planning side as well, I list, like, I think there's 25 plus, you know, different types of devotionals that you can do as a family, from, you know, that are great for ages, you know, like 3 years old all the way to, you know, 93 years old. So you can make it as, you know, complex or as simple as you want. That's the beauty of it. And your days can change. A day can be very, very simple during the week. And on the week, you know, weekend, you can save, you know, going ice skating or whatever it might be that might take a little bit more time. So you really have to be aware of your season and know your capacity and your schedule and what will work, so you can create those intentional moments in, you know, the busiest month of the year, but I promise it can happen. You have to fight for it.
And I want to encourage you that if it's a disaster, that could be the best moment too. Like I think, It makes me think of This Is Us and the episode with their Thanksgiving story. And there's a whole episode and a disaster holiday they have, but then they keep doing it because it was just so mm-hmm. memorable. But for me, mm-hmm. I was doing Truth in the Tinsel. My friend, Amanda, she had Truth in the Tinsel and it walked through the New Testament narrative. It wasn't the full Jesse tree, mm-hmm. but I was doing the activity with my boys and we were going to hang the little ornaments we made on the tree. And my second son, who had to have been 2 or less, because I had 2 kids, he goes to put it on the tree, but doesn't do it like the where you stand on the ground and hang it on the tree. No, he gets on the couch and leaps from the arm of the couch into the tree, Buddy Elf style, and the entire tree falls over, ornaments breaking. I'm crying. I'm like, Christmas is ruined. What?
Yeah.
Dramatic, Heather. That's dramatic. Christmas was not ruined. It is one of our funniest memories now is him jumping into the tree. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's okay. That's great.
It is okay. Just run with it. Your kids will still love it. And that's the things that they're going to talk about. Like we had a moment a couple years ago when we had moved into our new neighborhood, into our new house. And I had this brilliant idea to do, I ordered smoke bombs, like Christmas colored smoke bombs online. And we lit them one night to talk about the colors of Christmas. I had red and green. I mean, Heather, we have a big backyard. Our entire backyard was filled with smoke. We were new neighbors. I was like, oh Lord, have mercy. Like neighbors are going to be calling the fire department. But our girls thought it was hysterical. I mean, Josh and I were a little stressed out about the situation, but it's one of those things they still talk about. Do you remember when we did the smoke bombs in the backyard? And I'm like, oh yeah, we remember for sure.
Or we were doing Christmas lights and we were in Florida visiting my mom. And the boys were out of the skylight and it was a neighborhood where there were so many people. It was almost like a parade of cars going through this neighborhood and they were out the roof and they were telling everyone, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus. The whole time and laughing hysterically. And I mean, I didn't orchestrate that beyond, hey, we're going to go get in the car and look at lights. So open yourself up to the, like you said, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's okay. If you have to punt, it's okay. Let what's going to happen, happen. I think moms, sometimes we get in the way of ourselves in this memory making by having this image that it has to be a certain way for the Instagram picture and follow your kids' lead on some of this stuff. Like what are they doing? Where are they having fun? Where are they laughing? Look at their faces instead of Mindy said to do it like this or.
Right. And I will say that a trick of the trade is I always keep our activity for the day a secret to the girls. They don't know what it is. So if I need to punt and do something different, they don't know any different. So that's just kind of the way we do it. Like it's always a surprise. And I'll let you know when it's time for our activity to happen. We have a little advent tree that has envelopes on it. And I stick that little activity sheet in there that is a printable from the site, but I don't do that until like, it's almost time to run with it. So that way I can pick and choose and be flexible on what's going to work best for our family that day.
Swap out the little paper.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
seal it. Don't seal do the not envelope. Seal it.
That is my number one piece of advice. Do not pre-stuff your envelopes. Like just do it right before the activity is going to happen because I made that mistake before and I was sitting there, hunting, trying to figure out where this day was and where that day was. No. Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that. And then I was thinking with teens, if I'm looking at my calendar and it's something that I want them to participate in, or it's like about tickets or something. Yeah. Tell them so they block out their calendar, especially with their work or their friends or, this is for a family night kind of thing. It may just be that we do Sunday tends to be for teens the night when you can for sure know that, well, not even for sure, majority of the time that they're there. And so it might be that it's the Sundays of Christmas.
And that's you knowing your season. Yeah. And so you can look at your drag and drop calendar and, the things that you have tickets for or that are happening. Drag those onto those dates. And, on Sundays, if your family's going to be home, put the things you really want to accomplish on Sunday night, leave your other days open. So you can kind of wing it just depending on your, your schedule and your day.
And the younger kids, if there's younger kids doing it, then like for mine, if it's the younger two boys, during the week, then I could choose a different activity that they would enjoy more than my teens, the older teens.
Yes. And that's a great point too, because I have a wide age too. I've got a almost 6-year-old and a 12-year-old. They're all in school now, which is great. But when Ruby was still in preschool, there are a lot of days that I would do something separate with her just because we had the time to, you know, I didn't have to, but we could. And then when the big girls got home from school, we would either, you know, do our activity all together. So yes, it's super flexible. You can make it however you want to make it.
Okay. So we had a little ad for your Advent Prep Club, but tell us just one more time, what are the details of signing up? I'll put it in the ad, but just tell the little details so that we hear it one more time.
Yes. So you can go to adventprepclub.com and become a member there. The membership is $40, and that is for this season of Advent, the 2022 Advent season. So you'll have full access to the planning site immediately when you sign up. I believe you have a discount code, so your listeners can get 15% off with the discount code Don't Mob Alone. So adventprepclub.com is where you want to go. I would recommend going ahead and starting now. Don't wait to the last minute. My biggest piece of advice for anyone wanting to start this tradition is get a head start on it, so it's actually sustainable for 25 days or however many days you want to do it. But plan ahead. That way you can fully be present and enjoy your family during the month of December.
That's good. Now, do you buy presents for us? Is that the only other?
Do you buy and wrap presents? I don't.
Okay.
I will say, if, you know, we always do new Christmas pajamas, for example, is always usually our December 1st activity. I go ahead and wrap those in November because it's fun for the girls to open those up and it's already done. So come December 1, like, I just have to pull it out of my Advent closet and make it happen. It's that easy. And another thing about presents, I wanted to mention this. Our Advent activity calendar is our gift to our Christmas gift to our girls. Mm-hmm. So on Christmas Day, they don't get gifts from Josh and I. Because they really have, you know, had 25 days of experiences. Some of those days, you know, do include a gift like new PJs or a new Christmas book, whatever it might be. But it is our gift to them. And they've never complained about that because they think it's so wonderful and their favorite tradition.
I think that is really good, especially for parents who are starting this journey out. Yeah, that to be your tradition is fantastic because they're still getting gifts. I don't know about y'all, but like grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. Oh, I mean, even if we do an exchange and they're getting one gift from one cousin, it's like so much.
All the things. Yeah.
So much. And when you have all one gender, it's like we own everything a boy could want.
Oh yeah. Well, and they forget their gifts, but they don't forget the memories that we've made as a family through the years. And so that's the heart behind it. And really so sweet for Josh and I and for our girls because they have so many sweet Christmas memories.
So great. Thank you, Mindy, for coming on the show and sharing all of this with my listeners. I'm thrilled to connect y'all. And I'm excited for my own calendar that I've already gotten the works.
Well, I'm so excited for you. And thank you for having me, Heather. It was quite the privilege.
Oh, my pleasure. All right. I hope this was helpful for y'all. Remember, we use our discernment to know what's for us, what's not for us. And if it is for you, don't forget that code, Don't Mom Alone, to save 15% off. And if you're a new member, that takes that $40 down to $32. So it's about $1 a day to help save your sanity this holiday season and create some amazing memories. I also just wanted to let you know that I know the holidays can be hard. And we say this, we say holidays can be hard. And I just want you to know that I'm here to support you in even that. And so the next few episodes are going to be on that. Next week, I have Lindsay Wheeler coming from Bottle of Tears. We're going to talk about grief and walking alongside each other in that. And Boundaries with Lisa Turkhurst is after that. So, and then I have Tony Collier. Lots of amazing guests coming on in the next few weeks to talk through hard parts of life and support in that. I'm going to pray for us as we head into this season. Lord, I thank you so much that you are a God of celebration. And you reminded even the Israelites as part of your law to keep the feast, to keep remembering your provision and how you care for us. And that is part of your character, that you are a God who loves us through provision, who loves us through your presence, and that you know our minds can forget. And so you also instruct us to remember, to take time to remember, and to not just do it alone, but to gather together around food and around fun to celebrate you as our good God. And I pray, Lord, that in the midst of distractions and all the consumerism of this season, that we could focus in on what matters, on relationship, on reflecting about who you are and how we can just constantly be reminded of your incarnation, you coming to earth, choosing to be with us, not wanting us to be alone in the brokenness of this world. And I pray, Lord, that you would continue to be our comfort and our care as we move forward, and to give us the discernment we need to parent the specific children you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. Remember, you can always connect with me. I send out an email every Monday. Little note from me. It has some of my favorite things, whether it's a meal I've made, a snack, something I've bought recently. I also share the most recent episode and any new news. I think these coming weeks, I'm going to be sharing my next book, the cover, and where you can buy it. So that's pretty exciting. I don't want you to miss it. If you want to sign up, go to Ola Heather. Ola starts with an H, like Heather. OlaHeather.com. You can find the link there. And I'll see you back here next week. Adios.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Don't Mom Alone podcast. If you're wanting to connect with more people and more resources to help remind you that you're not alone, head over to don'tmomalone.com. That's where you'll also find show notes with any links mentioned by our guests. Most importantly, I want you to know the good news, the great news that you're not alone because God has promised to always be with you. With faith in Jesus Christ, the one who died for you and rose again, Jesus said when he left, he was going to leave a helper, a comforter, to be with us. God in us. Moms, that's superpower. So while you're washing dishes at your kitchen sink, while you're driving to and from work, while you're feeding that baby late into the night, while you're cleaning sticky floors, God promises to be just as present with you as when you're worshiping in a church pew. As it says in Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing. Now that's good news. Have a great day.